how they were able to defend Burris was that there was the HMS Saldanha underground on the far side of the Swilly, the west side of the Swilly there, and there was a it was a captain picking him, and he was an ancestor of Lord Longford, and there was 274 people lost on that ship when she sank the 4th of December 1811. And what happened then, that coincided the Poitiers Republic, because apparently the Irishmen was across and got some of the guns and the cannons from her. Showed you how low the intelligence of those the British are. No, sorry, we shouldn't say that. But anyway, the only way they knew anti-Irish was over the gap, over the moor.
Yeah.
And the men apparently were there with a few cannons off this ship, and they set them up in the moor. Of course, they were in the high ground and everything else. Easy to defend it, you know. So apparently it took them 3 years, I think, to subdue the Republic. But even that, they're still at that stage. There was a general, actually, Dalziel, I think is what his name was. And he had to come in with the whole thing. But he came in May 1815. And he, with that, he had a whole, he must have an entire range of it, I don't know what he had with him. But anyway, he subdued the Republic anyway. But in October, apparently, the Red men came back with about 200 men, bit them out of it again. So I don't know whether it finished that easily or not. No Norse men now, I would say it wouldn't. It would take them a while to subdue them.